Well, good morning. It is March 14th, 2022, and welcome to our daily Bible reading once again. Today, we are going to be continuing to read through the book of Exodus, chapter 25. We're going to continue through John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4. We're going to start the book of Proverbs today, Proverbs chapter 1, and we are going to finish the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 13, we're going to start Galatians tomorrow morning. And so let's get into the word today. Exodus chapter 25 today. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold, and silver, and brass, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linens, and goat's hair, and ram's skin dyed red, and badger's skin, and shittim wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of the instrument thereof, even so shall ye make it. And they shall make an ark of shittim wood. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half of the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold within and without, shalt thou overlay it, and shall make upon it a crown of gold around about. And thou shalt cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in the 4 corners thereof, and 2 rings shall be in the one side of it, and 2 rings in the other side of it. And thou shalt make staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put the staves into the rings by the side of the ark, and the ark may be borne with them. And the staves shall be in the rings of the ark, and they shall not be taken from it. And thou shalt put into the ark the testimony which I shall give thee. And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubim of gold, of beaten work, shalt thou make them in the 2 ends of the mercy seat, and make 1 cherub on the one end, and the other cherub on the other end, even of the mercy seat shall ye make the cherubim of the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubim shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubim be. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark, and in the ark shalt thou put the testimony that I shall give thee. And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, and between the 2 cherubim which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give thee in commandment upon the children of Israel. Thou shalt also make a table of shittim wood. 2 cubits shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit of the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half of the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, and make thereto a crown of gold round about. And thou shalt make unto it a border of a hand breadth round about, and thou shalt make a golden crown to the border thereof round about. And thou shalt make for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings in the 4 corners that are on the 4 feet thereof. Over against the border shall the rings be for the places of the staves to bear the table. And thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold, that the table may be borne with them. And thou shalt make the dishes thereof, and spoons thereof, and cover thereof, and bowls thereof, to cover withal, of pure gold shalt thou make them. And thou shalt set them upon the table, shewbread, before me always. And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work shall the candlestick be. His shaft, and his branches, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers shall be of the same. And 6 branches shall come out of the sides of it, 3 branches of the candlestick out of the one side, and 3 branches of the candlestick out of the other side. 3 bowls made like unto almonds, with a knop and a flower in one branch, and 3 bowls made like almonds in the other branch, with a knop and a flower, so in the 6 branches that come out of the candlestick. And in the candlestick shall be 4 bowls made like unto almonds, with the knops and their flowers, and there shall be a knop unto 2 branches of the same, and a knop unto 2 branches of the same, and a knop unto 2 branches of the same, according to the 6 branches that proceed out of the candlestick. Their knops and their branches shall be of the same. All of it shall be 1 beaten work of pure gold. And thou shalt make the 7 lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, that they may give light over against it. And the tongs thereof, and the snuff dishes thereof, shall be of pure gold, of a talent of pure gold shall he make it, with all these vessels. And look that thou make them after their pattern, which was shown thee in the mount. That was Exodus 25. And also a call on our landline here at 7 o'clock in the morning. The telemarketers do not stop when you have a landline still. Anyways, I apologize for that. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. Gospel of John chapter 4. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, and though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Joseph's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink, for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? And art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. And that saidest thou truly. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And our fathers worshipped in the mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem, in the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is. Then the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he is come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. And yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? And the woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and saith to the man, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And then they went out of the city, and came unto him. In the meanwhile his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. And therefore said the disciples to one another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth, reapeth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, One soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereupon ye bestow no labor. And other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all that I ever did. And so when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he might tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own words, and said unto the women, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Now, after 2 days, he departed thence, and went into Galilee, and Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. And then, when he was coming to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. And so Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. And when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down, ere my child die. And Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. And then inquired he of them the hour when he begun to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. And so the father knew that it was at that same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. And this again is the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. That was John chapter 4. John chapter 4. Let's move on over to the Old Testament once again, and we will start the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1 today. Proverbs chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear, and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace upon thy neck, and a chains about thy head. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, Come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those who go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privately for their own lives. And so are the ways of every one that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places of concourse, in the openings of the gate. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorner delight in their scorning, and the fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as the whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. And they shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof, and therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own ways, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. That was Proverbs chapter 1. Looking forward to reading through the Proverbs again. Let's go and, as we started a book of the Bible, let's finish one. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 today, the final chapter. 2 Corinthians 13 for our final reading. This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, shall every word be established. I told you before and foretell you, as if I were present the second time, and being absent now, I write to them which hereto have sinned, and to all others, that if I come again, I will not spare. And since ye seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you, Ward, is not weak, but is mighty in you, for though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates? But I trust that you shall know that we are not reprobates. And now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that we should do that which is honest, and though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak, and ye are strong, and this also we wish, even your perfection. And therefore I write these things being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification and not to destruction. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints salute you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Amen. That was 2 Corinthians 13, the end of 2 Corinthians. We're going to pick up in Galatians tomorrow, start the book of Galatians. So we look forward to that. But thank you all so much for joining me this morning. And make sure that if you haven't done so, make sure you comment or leave a reaction to the video so I can make sure to count that. We're coming up on that 100 days fairly quickly. It is April 10th. And so I am going to make that announcement on that day of our folks who have stuck with us that whole time. And so I'm really encouraged by everybody. I like seeing those comments. I like seeing all the reactions, seeing so many of you joining me each and every day in the Bible. And it's an encouragement to me as well to keep on going. But thank you all so much. Let's close in a word of prayer today. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this word. God, as we picked up in Exodus, we read of the Ark of the Covenant, and we read of how that Ark was to conceal and keep your promises. It was to be a physical reminder of the promises and the fulfillment of those promises that you did for your people Israel. And God, indeed, the true Ark, the Lord Jesus Christ, the true covenant keeper, came. And Lord, we read of him in the Gospel of John. We read of him and how, and all of the things, Lord, that he did while he was here on earth to prove his deity, how he was indeed God in flesh. And God, we thank you so much for Christ. We thank you so much, God, that he came, he lived that perfect sinless life, he died upon the cross for our sins, paying for every one of them, and rose again to give us a home in heaven. And because of him, God, until that day when you take us home, we can live in wisdom, Lord. We started the book of Proverbs today. We thank you so much for just a book dedicated to wisdom, to guiding us in how we should live. And God, I thank you so much for this book. I look forward to reading through it. And indeed, the book of 2 Corinthians, just how it plays out in the life of the church. And God, how much Paul loved that church in Corinth. And Lord, even though they were imperfect, God, he invested his life into them. He poured himself out, as he said during that book, as a drink offering, God, for those people. And so, Lord, may we do that for one another, especially here at Eastford Baptist, but Lord, as brother and sister Christians. And Lord, may we do so even for the lost today. Give us opportunity to share Christ with the lost. Give us boldness. And give us the fervor to be able to see others come to know Jesus. May we invite people to church this coming Sunday so that they could hear the gospel preached. Lord, I pray. And so, again, give us a good day. Give us a good week in you, Lord, as we start this week. And God, may you be glorified through it all. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. See you all tomorrow morning, Lord willing. Bye now.